Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba litshona njani emakhaya, yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje kungolwesibili, sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abanengi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Vakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yaba lukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana ukumu chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chewe chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tirikutaura nenyaya yekushai kwa kwe mabasa munyika. Apo vechidiki vachichema chema. Nekuti kunyangwe vaka jiza sei mabasa hazi kuanikwa. Nechikonzero chekutaza kwe hurumende kugazirisa ufumi wenyika. Tirikutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa, tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwe divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in KwaBulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
You're 21 years old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed.
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking yearly.
Okay, we are seeing that in many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
Hey, these days it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, cleaning or waitressing, that's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that a lot of people, they hire those who are connected to them or
exactly,
or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
And for people like you, who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how do you survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are bruised or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Where else they know that they're going to be taking their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, Mukasa, when you're looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, at 21 years old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, school, college, they now have to support you again.
They have to support me, but obviously they are always pestering me to like, look for a job, do something, you're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do? No one is hiring.
That was Matsasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You have never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And you've just been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans now? What are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking? Some of them, some of the people your age are actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married,
what?
Yes.
Why do you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I entered security, and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just...
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work, what you want to do in life?
I want to do many things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a boss.
Okay. Yeah. Since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there?
I can't.
Looking at the youth your age, so many of you are moving around the streets, and some are into prostitution, and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think they will be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, will be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki Tanasiwa Dambuza uyo ane makore ekuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya nhoko dzezvironda.
Economy kuita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana pokushandira nokuti kana ekonomi isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu samayouth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kwokushanda uye zvakare tiri kuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataishuura kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinototarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwavo saka kana maemployers or potential of employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe zvinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF. Oke waxoxa leStudio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakaze asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uzaqhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo
kunjani mama ezobasi
yena empilo sfanda
yebo nompilo sfanda
yebo
wena uyini la
mina indiyut
elana
elezan pf
uyithi ezan pf hamba yena esigabeni sapha
hayi esigabeni ku
right ubona njani abantu bakhalavela bathi amayouth kala msebenzi wena njengeyouth lezanu p f uthini
nakathesi kawuphi umsebenzi sikhuluma nje sihlezi
manje uthini mpela
sithi sicela nje imisebenzi into nje esingayenza nathi sihlezi sisemakhaya sosibona
ukuthiumyezi abuza ukuthi manje kuzanu p f ungenamsebenzi uhlaleleni
ndingihlezi kuphela kade ngingathini
awudingi amanye amabandla
hayi amabandla kangiwadingi
okay
ngihlezi nje lami khonapho kuzanu p f ngibambelele khonapho
So ubambelele la.
Nyaka kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
Kuzani phi?
Umnyaka ka 2023 bona ngale wena.
Ngikhangela sikhangelele konoko.
Eh. Kodwa ubona ngale ngawena kodwa. Ulula.
Kakhulu.
Ujohani.
Ah, nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakana nje sikhangele nje. Lalapha esihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi. Sikhangela sidise inambe nenga kakhulu siyawe.
Bona owasebenza.
Hayi.
Awasebenza.
Eh.
Ukhanele uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alilu kodwa
hayi akusikalula abantu asazini bekhona siyakulwa ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umlweni wawutshela abanye manje zasakhulela
nga amanye amayouth nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sikubelakwele nje izimali lapho esingazicela khona khonapha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye isithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF uNompilo Sfanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chizwa Sfanda weStudio 7. ULove Mo Sfanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chizwa Sfanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela ngosakhulayo ke ULove Mo Sfanda. Asizweni ingxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sfanda.
When Nagin of only Mianga
in the 32 years.
Eh, Utini Lapia Sebeza?
Ah, the Pansirin was in two. See if I see and just to service Zamutina, but I am serving the wire as in two.
Also, less current than was it.
Ah, I'm not getting a Zama, the way you call it in a pen, the way I am serving.
Ulenya 32. Empilonia would now come here, Upilanjan, or Wilson.
Ah, good, my very cozy. Then to Sazin Zima, I would have just told us
20 minutes. Now, can you get a test of the Moses
Babble over the Maro Corner? With
Sabangoti in changing an
we know what to fund
daily over 7 hours.
Instead of any is not touring for Queen, but I would and this is what I
would have this getting an honor to Ramses who would to tell you pistol.
Ah, if you show me to the one in 2 weeks.
Pilanano, Kuruma still stay a pillow.
Conado would after 2 weeks on a 20, 10 to us, we told her, and I would take him poor for 10. Mazes here told her, any of 10 to us after 2 weeks. It's still a very good. Last guy was short of it as told him.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youth are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama Summitas of Innovation Hub, we sit in Savannah, Siana, new court, a coding, can I do music, can I do it as a good tour?
Mukuana, eventually, was standing at the station west.
But I want to achieve a paradox in IT. Victoria Falls, mostly innovation, mostly high school is an innovation. No one on the battery by number than it's not 078-298-7424. No one on one number by Twitter, once a vote to a line again.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, that's John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment at the Kenya pastures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation. We are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. But a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country, even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with the relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they are going to be used by politicians that have got money and manipulated to be involved in violence. That we actually experience where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which end are we coming from. Both from my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they have been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we have got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of ZEC, Zimbabwean Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma tungamili Magadi hivyo.
Aiwa, tinofara edu. Mapinda mchirongwa mui kuiwona wasei nyaye kushai kwa kwe mabasa ya kangani sawe chindiki Muzimbabwe.
mukoma ntunga inyaya inorwadza zvingaiti inyaya huru inorwadza zvingaiti yekuchinoda nyatso kuhandliwa inewe yekuti dei kuri kunzi hurumende yaita yaisa musoro pamwe chete nevanhu navagari vabereki kana tinga kuti mastakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvedzidzo kana kuti nezvekuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma mutunga ndaichimbotaura kana tete mavelas palestok panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti fyucha yevana yenyika fyucha yenyika kwete yevana fyucha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti kana vana vazhinji vanofanwa kuzotwara nyika kuinza pane imwe stage mberi nera mangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvino zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yatoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis jaja deep crisis.
Haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge yati hakutyo kusisina ndo zvinoreva kuti nhoroondo yese yekunzi Zimbabwe ina vanhu vakadzidza kwe kusisina nera mangwana.
Aha, tinotenda mukoma Donald regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje. Muri kunzwa vaMuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki asi upfumi huri kuondomoka mabasa hapana. Nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees, you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana. What does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapindewo kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu?
Zvino vona kuaffecta vechidiki vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and where we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, His Excellency Jim Nangago, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your content, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think there's a means that you should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying, the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller, Richard Moyo. Okay. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds. Tipe ifungwa dzenyu.
Regai ndibude panze bonzi munzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa so.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba tine 30 seconds.
Regai nditende chirongwa chemanheri chamukutaura icho chandiri kunzwa va Donald Mamboma naba Muchenje. Zveshuwa pachokwadi youth vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimbabwe mabasa arimo asi ana mari. Ndo chatinozva kuti taure ichocho hatingaditi rovembwa takabudza mupini munyika yezimbabwe togara tirimo. Ndikada kuti ndikuzivisei ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka vanasikana tikaenda pana shonga miti payapaya pane zvimamaini zviripo unoona vanasikana vechidikidiki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa. Saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki.
On that note, I'm sorry, mukoma Richard Moyo, we have to leave it there. Let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest, Mr. John Muchenje, and our callers, as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Tuesday, July the 19th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about youth unemployment amid the worsening economic decline. This as government workers are pushing for a strike over poor wages and the poor economic outlook. The job action to be finalized later this week has the support of labor unions and civil society organizations. But the government has signaled a heavy-handed response, reportedly deploying police units, mainly in the capital, Harare. While the government statistics agency says Zimbabwe's unemployment rate currently stands at about 90%, independent commentators say it's way over 90%, and that means limited opportunities for young people, including university and college graduates. Lingaba litshona njani emakhaya yikuhlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje kungolwesibili sixoxa ngodaba lokusilela kwemisebenzi elizweni. Nangu abatsha abaningi bakhala ngokuthi bayafunda baphothule emakolishini lasemanyuvesi kodwa basuke bengayitholi imisebenzi. Vakhala njalo ngokubhidlika komnotho khona abathi sokwenze impilo yabalukhuni kakhulu. Sikhuluma nje izisebenzi zikahulumende lazo ziphakathi kokuqoqa ukukhalala umsebenzi zikhonona ngeholo eliphansi. Kwazwai vatereri kusangana uku muchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya yekushaikwa kwemabasa munyika apo vechidiki vachichema-chema nekuti kunyangwe vadzidza sei mabasa haazi kuwanikwa nechikonzero chekutadza kwehurumende kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika. Tiri kutaura nevechidiki vachinzwa tichinzwa zvishuvo zvavo. Kune rimwewo divi vashandi vehurumende vari kugadzirira kuramwa mabasa vachichema-chema nekuti mari yavari kutambira ishoma. And now let's hear from 21-year-old Matlasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate based in Kwabulawayo. She talks to VOA Studio 7's Ezra Chisasvanda.
Your children is old, and what are you doing in life?
Well, I'm an aspiring radio and TV presenter.
At the moment, you're unemployed.
I'm unemployed at the moment. I'm looking here and there.
Okay, we have seen that many youths in Zimbabwe are unemployed at the moment.
Yes.
How do you survive?
These days, it's no longer about the passion. It's about whatever puts food on the table. So you can either do anything, tailoring or waitressing. That's all you can do.
But is it very difficult to get those jobs as well?
It is very difficult to get those as well because people are hiring amongst their family members or amongst themselves.
And then I understand that there are people, they hire those who are connected to them or...
Exactly.
Or their friends or relatives.
Exactly.
Or and for people like you who don't have anybody in the system or in businesses or in companies, how to survive?
Yeah, it's really tough on us because we are trying to survive as well. And you look everywhere, they'll tell you we are rude or we're not taking anyone at the moment. Where else do you know that they're going to be taking their what? Their close associates. So it's really hard for us, the unemployed.
Looking at the future, where are you going, when you are looking at the situation right now?
Looking at the situation, we are not going anywhere. We will end up doing nothing. So much for the passion, our passions and our aspirations. We will be forced to do anything just to put put food on the table.
As a youngster, like yourself, a 21-year-old, do you live with relatives? Do you live with your parents? Where are you getting source of income?
Right now, I don't have any source of income. I stay with my parents. Yeah.
So your parents, after completing everything, schools, college, they now have to support you again?
They have to support me, but obviously they are always pestering me to, like, look for a job, do something, you're done with your schoolwork, so do something with your life. But what do I do? No one is hiring.
That was Matsasi Ndlovu, an unemployed media studies graduate, speaking from Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. We also spoke to 24-year-old beauty therapist Samantha Ncube.
Samantha Ncube, you are 24. What are you doing in life?
Nothing at the moment.
Nothing?
Yes.
You've never worked before?
No.
When did you complete your course?
2017.
And it has been sitting at home?
I've been just sitting at home.
So what's the plan for the future?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your plans? Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to trick others going to South Africa? Are you already looking some of them? Some of the people your age actually now married. I can see now that you are pregnant already. Are you married now?
Yes, I'm now married. I'm married, yes.
Why did you get married at a young age? Is it because you entered the security?
Yes, I met a security and the thing of not working, it wasn't working for me, so I just...
So you had to get married and sit down?
Yes, yes.
So you're happily married now?
Yes, happily married.
Do you wish to go back and work as well?
Very much. I do wish so.
What you want to work, what you want to do in life?
I want to do things.
Yeah.
I want to be a hairdresser.
Yeah.
I also want to be a host.
Okay.
Yeah.
Since you've done all these tourism courses and all that, but they can't employ you, so you can't get a job there?
I can't.
Looking at the youth, your age, so many of you are moving around the streets and some are into prostitution and some are into selling and buying. Where do you see the future of you, all you youngsters, your age, let's say the youth between the ages of 18 and 36, where do you see them in about 10 years' time or so?
In about 10 years' time, I think we'll be all suffering. Looking at the situation of our country, we'll be suffering.
That was Samantha Ncube speaking in Bulawayo with Ezra Chisaspanda. Tava kuenda kuHarare uko mtori wedu wenahu Godwin Mangutya ataura newechidiki Tanasi wa Dambuza uyo ane makore kuberekwa makumi maviri nemana 24. Dambuza anoti vechidiki vari kutya noko dzezvironda.
Economy, Munita is up. It up to one of one's own day, but she
wana kukushandira nokuti kana economy isina kumira zvakanaka zvinoreva kuti isu sama youth hatikwanisi kuwanikwa tichiwanikwawo tichienda kwekushanda uye zvakare tikuona kune mitemo imwe inopunyikidza maorganizations ataisungira kunge tichishandira for example PVOB izvozvo zviri kuita kuti maorganizations mazhinji atize of which isusu sevanhu vakadzidzawo political science tinotitarisirwa kunge tichishanda kungava kuhurumende kana kumaorganizations iwo saka kana maemployers or potential of employers edu achinge asipo or achinge achitiza munyika yedu yezimbabwe tinongoreva kuti hatikwanisi kuwana mabasa
Tanatsiwa Dambuza achitaura ari muHarare naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. And now let's take a brief break. Please stay tuned. That have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Debele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. You can send us your views on our social media platforms. We continue our show with City Reverend Ezra Chisaspanda talking to youths in the country. Kulomunye njalo osakhulayo ongumsekeli webandla leZanu PF oke waxoxa leStudio 7 kusikhatshana esedluleyo. Yena othi kakazi asebenze empilweni yakhe kodwa uthi lanxa kunjalo uzaqhubeka elivotela ibandla elibusayo
kunjani mama izoba
yenempilo sfandi
yebo nempilo sfandi
yebo
wena uyini la
mina ngiyuthi
elani
eleZanu PF
uyuthi eZanu PF hamba yena esigabeni sapho
hayi esigabeni kuright
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you? I want to call a lot of my youth that I'm 7 years. When I'm doing it, it is on P15.
Nagatias, I open 7 years, Kulum and Jesse shares.
15, Bill.
City spell and Jim 7 years into Jesse Ayans and Artist shares. To say my tires was one
of the years I was when you was on P15 and I'm 7 years. I'm
getting shares, good for cutting at
you. I'll think I'm a bunch.
I am a bunch.
Okay.
And shares in Jelan Kunapo was on P15 in Bambele for now.
So, uvambelele la.
Nyaka kakhulu.
Uyasebenza.
KuZanu PF.
Nyaka 2023 bona ngale wena.
Ngikhangelele konoko.
Ewe. Kodwa ubonani ngawe la kulula.
Kakhulu.
Ujongana.
Ah, nanxa nje into yakho nisenzakana nje sikhangele nje. Ngalapha sihlangana khona nje singamayiti singabadala hayi. Sikhangele sinambe nengi kakhulu siyawi.
Bona wawasebenza.
Hayi.
Awuzosebenza. Kana uzasebenza kodwa
engxenye ngikukhangelele nje ukuthi ngizasebenza
okay emkhambeni sizaqalisa nombayi ikhambeni za 2023 sizaqalisa
zingathi nje zisaqalisa kazika
alili kodwa
hayi akusikali la bantu asazisibula ngokuhamba kwesikhathi
umbeni wawutshela abanye amayethu asakhulela
amanye amayethu nje ngingawatshela ukuthi kunjani ukuthi sikuphela kwele nje izimali lapho esingaziphela khona khona apha ebandleni lethu lathi sizuze ukuphumelela njengokunye isithole singakwenza.
Osakhulayo weZanu PF uNompilo Sifanda exoxa lapho lo Ezra Chiso Sifanda weStudio 7. ULovumo Sifanda yena uxoxe njalo elo Ezra Chiso Sifanda othi usedinge umsebenzi waze wadela. Osakhulayo ke uLovumo Sifanda asizweni inxoxo yakhe lo Ezra Sifanda.
Wena ke nyabona le myami ngayo
mina nje 32 years
in lapho yasebenza yini
lapha emsebenza sithole siyaphayisika nje sicishale sizama ukudinga but hayi umsebenza akasithole.
Usu lesikhathi ngani ungasebenzi?
Ngathi vele ngazama lokuya eGoli ngaphenduka lapho ekhaya ngizake ngisebenze
kule myaka ye 32. Empilweni yakho nxa ukhangele uphila njani ngobunzima lobo khona ungasebenzi?
Kunzima vele because lento zasizinzima akula lutho esingalutholi asitholi lutho siphila nzima vele.
Nxa ukhangele kathesi isimo seZimbabwe ngobunzima lobo bukhona ucabanga ukuthi-ke into njenganamayouth anjengani azaphila ngani?
Kungaba le change lesitholi lamaproject okuyenza kuyabe kungcono.
Nxa sikhangele wena kathesi emsebenzi oyenzayo kuyini ongathi ufundele ukusebenza kwenza
umsebenzi ngazi yabhozi ngiyakwanisa ukufaka ama-chines apha njengadokela.
So wena vele ungulokuze uyakwazi ukwakha, uyakwazi ukulungisa ama-tiles, uyakwazi nokupenta, uqualified?
Yeah, ngiqualified
lapho edolobheni. Wenzani uyabe ubhodi usezayo?
Sabe sidinga nje eni singakuthola emgwaqweni but akuka nje sikuthola.
Udata isikhathi ngalani wawuthola umsebenzi uthi ukuthola i-peace job?
I-peace job uyithola ka-one kumbe ngi-two.
Uphile ngani? Khuluma sile usitshele phela uhlala
khona lokho ukuthi after 2 weeks ungathola i-$10 oyitholayo nale uthenga impuku uthenge mazi usiyathola enye futhi $10 after 2 weeks isiphilela vele ukudla lazi kuyabe kushota vele asitholi lutho.
With elections approaching in 2023, some are worried that the unemployed youth are vulnerable to being used by political parties to unleash violence for a small fee. Despite all the odds, some youth are finding solace in technology where they are creating opportunities for themselves and others. Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye spoke with Rodwell Nyati, who teaches computers and coding at Meta Innovation Hub in Victoria Falls.
Panama City is an innovation hub. It's where it is Savannah, Zagasia, Siana, Zanapana, New Quota Coding, Kanabu Kanza Music, Kanabu Vitas Victoria.
Mukuana, the city of Standard Stage in West.
And one I actually took part of the city and one. Bashinji bacho bachuya nekuwana bachuya kuzoda kudzidza coding nezokuita nezotechnology.
Chirongwa ichi muri kusponswa nani? Chiri kubatsirwa nani?
Chirongwa ichi chiri kubatsirwa ne Love for Africa, Gem, Angel of Hope and NETA.
Imi mune makore mangani tiri kuona munenge wechidiki?
Ine ndiri 10, I'm 10 years old muna August.
Saka vana vari kutambira peikuona vachidzidziswaone vechidiki vanenge ni
I believe vanenge vachifara vasingaiti because each and every time ndikapinda muno muchikoro muno kana vese vanenge vachida kumbouya kuno vavazotaura neni vachizondiyeaaaa.
Saka vanenge vachida kunyatsonzwa zvamukuita vanokubatai pasi munowanikwa kupi?
Tinowanikwa kumosty Victoria from the Small State Innovation Lab, Mosley High School, and the Innovation Lab. No one on the Bataba, by number 0782987424. Or no one on the number by Twitter, when the road to the land came.
That was Rodwell Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And now we are joined by our guest, John Muchenge, founder of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation, which works with young people on peace building and employment opportunities. Mr. Muchenge, welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much.
Yes, the number of unemployed people in Zimbabwe seems to be growing by the day as the economy continues to crumble. But particularly looking at young people, the youth demographic, how concerned are you about unemployment among Zimbabwean youth?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think it's a cause for concern when we are seeing quite a number of graduates in our country that are loitering. Some of them are moving outside the country looking for employment and infrastructures. And we as an organization that advocates for youth meaningful participation in the development of our nation. We are saying to the government that they should try to create meaningful opportunities for young people in our country. Zimbabwe has got a lot of opportunities that young people can explore, but I think we need to put our government to task to make sure that they open up those spaces so that we don't continue experiencing the brain drain that we are currently experiencing. Because a lot of young people are moving to the neighboring countries, South Africa, some to UK, to looking for greener pastures. And as a country, if we continue doing that, in the next 5-10 years, we'll be left with no professionals in our country even to zero. So as an organization, we are really concerned, and we are doing some inroads and engagements, diplomatic engagements with relevant ministries, even the government, to make sure that they open up spaces for young people. Like you said before, that if we continue neglecting these young people, one, they are going to use drugs. I've seen the Ministry of Youth and other people doing massive campaigns against drug abuse and some awareness. And secondly, they're going to be used by politicians, that is, with money, manipulated to be involved in violence. That is actually experiencing where young people are being used as political tools to pursue some agendas for certain political people.
And the government, of course, is blaming the ongoing economic challenges and the rate of unemployment on sanctions by Western countries like the United States and Britain. Is that not a fair point?
Yeah, it's a topic for discussion, and it depends which end are we coming from. Both. From my own understanding as a development practitioner, I have two things that are causing our economic crumble. The first one is the sanctions. Yes, they've been imposed, and they are causing some restrictions in the movement of goods and money even outside our country. But also we've got corruption, which is within our country, which also the government needs to deal with. I've heard the president, E.G. Mnangagwa, highlight hammering on corruption, which means and also the formation of the ZEC, Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. We need these guys to hammer on corruption so that at least we limit some money which is being taken out of the country illegally. We limit also the movement of our minerals that are being illegally exported out of our country. So I think the sanctions, yes, and also corruption. So the government needs to close in these two things that are affecting our economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dave Muchenge, and please do stay on the line as we take our first caller. That's Donald Mamboma. Mkoma Donald Magadi.
Tinofara mkoma tungamili magadi hivyo.
Aiwa, tinofara edu. Mapinda mchirongwa mui kuiwona ose nyaye kushaikwa kwe mabasa ya kangani sawe chindiki Muzimbabwe.
Mkoma tunga inye eno kwaza singaiti inye uru ino kwaza singaiti kichino danga sabu hendi liwa inye weye kuchi ni kurukundi uru nende ya ita mnyesa msoro pangwa chete nevangu nalagari vabereki kana tinga kuti ma stakeholders ese ane chekuita nezvidzo kana kuti nezve kuchengetwa kwevana zvakanaka kugara pasi nokuti pane dambudziko guru mukoma Mutunga ndaichimbotaura natete mavelas palestok panyaya pamusoro penyaya iyo ndichiti ficha yevana yenyika ficha yenyika kwete yevana ficha yenyika yakutoenda mudondo nokuti vana vazhinji vanofanirwa kuzotora nyika kuindira pane imwe stage mberi mune ramangwana varivo vakukanganisika kudai vanhu takatarisa zvinhu zvinogwadza mukoma nokuti nyika inenge yakutoratidza kuti yakutoenda kumawere crisis jaijai deep crisis
haiwa tinotenda
vanhu vakadzidza Zimbabwe inenge hakuchipe kusisina ndozvatinoreva kuti nhoroondo ese yekunzi Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza kusisina mune ramangwana
aha tinotenda mukoma Donald regai tidzokere kuna vaJohn Muchenje muri kunzwa vamuchenje vamamboma vari kutaura nekuti Zimbabwe inyika ine vanhu vakadzidza stereki asi upfumi huri kuondomoka mabasa hapana nyaya iyoyo nyaya yekuti vanhu vakadzidza vane madegrees you find munhu ane madegrees 2-3 asi basa hapana what does that do kune vechidiki vamwe vari kukura vachava neshuwo yekuti vapindewo kuchikoro vaende kumayunivhesiti here vachiona nyika yakazara maunemployed graduates sekuona kwenyu
ya zvinogona kuafecta vechiti vakati wandei when they are looking at our economy and the way we are going. So what I can say is our leaders, they need to come up and meet as leaders and discuss the future of our nation. And even our president, Mr. Ndlovu, he must give confidence in the young people to tell them that, no, as the government, we are with you. We have heard your content, and we are prepared to make sure that we meet what you are looking for. Even the Minister of Youth, to me, I can challenge them. They need also to speed up their game in terms of looking at the issues that young people are raising. I think that the means that we should do that. The Minister of Youth should actually be involved in engaging young people. And also the political parties. Because if you see, we do engage young people in different platforms where the young people are also saying the political parties themselves, because the government comes from the political parties.
Mr. Mchenje, please hold it there. Let me squeeze in this caller of Richard Moyo. Mr. Moyo, how are you? Hello, Mr. Moyo. Aiwa, tinofara. Mune 30 seconds. Tipe ifuwa zenyu.
Regai ndibude panze gonzi kunzwa ikaviri pa ningi pa show.
Itai gaga mukoma nguva dzafamba tine 30 seconds
regai nditende chirongwa chemanheru chamukutaura ichi chandiri kunzwa va Donald Mamboma naba vamuchenje zveshuwa pachokwadi yuti vechidiki vatambudzika mabasa pachokwadi munyika yezimabasa arimo asi ana mari ndo chatino zvakuti taura ichocho hatingaditi rovembwa takadudza mupini munyika yezimba togara tirimo ndikada kundikuzivisei ndikakuudzai kuti vana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka vanasikana tikaenda pana shonga miti payapa pane zvimamaini zviripo unoona vanasikana vechidiki diki vachizama kuzvibatsira nenzira yakaipa saka mukati menyika yekwedu yezimbabwe munotoda nyasha dzajehovha mwari zvose zviri kuzama mumamusangano ekubatsira vechidiki
on that note I'm sorry mukoma Richard Moyo we have to leave it there let me extend a heartfelt thanks to our guest Mr. John Muchenje and our callers as well as you at home, our listeners. Let's make another date next week. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Kunai Zimbabwe.